This is Ted Kennedy. The House of Representatives has passed tough new economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa. Will Bob Dole support them in the Senate? Don't bet on it. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, the best way to end the growing bloodshed and persuade South Africa to abandon its repressive policy of apartheid is for the United States to join the other nations of the world in applying economic pressure to the racist Botha regime. Recently, a respected group representing all 49 nations of the British Commonwealth called for international sanctions. Last week, the House of Representatives did its part, approving a far-reaching measure calling for total U.S. divestment from South Africa. The administration says sanctions won't work, but if they believe that, why are they for sanctions against Libya, Nicaragua, Poland, and Cuba? By saying no to sanctions, Bob, you're giving aid and comfort to apartheid. Economic pressure is the only language they understand, Bob, and unfortunately, you're not talking.
Ted, your super liberal pals in the House went off the deep end. Their reckless sanctions package is pure politics that hurts the people they supposedly want to help. The Democrat message is a dangerous one. When the going gets tough, the United States will cut and run instead of going the extra mile to find a lasting and meaningful solution. Uncle Sam will cash in his chips and head for the hills. Ted, forcing American companies out of South Africa will cost tens of thousands of blacks their jobs and take away many, many opportunities for education and training. I know you're aching to embarrass the president, but South African blacks have enough problems without having to put their futures on the line to serve your political needs, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. Disabled Americans are productive workers if they're given a chance. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.